Mama!
The inimitable Don B with the girls.
Yeah.
Kicking off this edition of the Pat Radio Show. The girls are the special guest here.
We are the girls, and this is.
And I'll just let them start off.
Our upcoming single to be released a week from yesterday, October 5th at the Summit. With the Hexers and the Angry Cougars. Yeah. It's called Rodney.
Yeah.
other songs about stupid stuff. Cause me having no parts just gets me confused.
That is The Girls, recorded live at Used Kids last Saturday as part of the 26th anniversary party that was happening there at Used Kids. We heard in reverse order Sophomore, Radio, Take Your Feelings and Go, and their single, which is soon to be released, as in a couple hours from now, at Summit. Rodney is the name of that song. I'm sitting here with three of the girls, two of which are boys. We got Reagan, who sings and does percussion, correct? And Joey on guitar, and Ben on bass. All right, Joey, I know you were in the Gallows. It was a previous band, right?
Yes, Joey Blackheart in the Gallows.
Yeah.
They didn't change it a little. But yeah.
Okay. Ben, you got any history here locally?
Yeah, I was in a band with Ryan, the keyboard player, about, I don't know.
He just said the word Ryan.
Oh, speak of the devil, here he comes.
And here comes Ryan.
Howdy. Grab a seat next to you, don't mind.
All right, go ahead. Ryan, what do you do in the band?
I play keyboards.
That's right. I was just told that. I should have paid attention.
It's okay.
All right, Reagan, how about you? Is this... where does this fit in your long history of musical collaborations?
Oh, I'm in the Dead Girlfriends right now.
Ah.
And I was in the Savage Pinkos. So, those are the only Columbus bands.
I guess I got to ask why you call the band The Girls.
And then Ryan just walked away.
I didn't name it.
I think The Girls was Jess's idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes.
And then Ryan added the bang.
Yeah, the exclamation point.
The bang.
I know they added that to separate it from other bands called The Girls.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to do. I was sitting here thinking of Vivian Girls, Dum Dum Girls, and then there's just a band, I think, from Brooklyn
girls.
Called The Girls. Or just playing Girls.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So the exclamation girls. Point at the point, at the end of it.
Sometimes we pronounce
like
the exclamation point.
Yeah.
You just say, The Girls!
No, we pronounce it. It's
or
pronounced
is
bang.
The Girls Bang.
Yes.
Which,
it's called in the exclamation point used to be called, is an interrobang or whatever?
Interrobang when you put a question mark in an exclamation point?
Is that what it is?
Question mark, yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, then I got it wrong. I don't know. It's something, it's like how they used to like separate something in web addresses. Or whatever. It's not an interrobang, what's it called? Just bang, that's really
just
what it's
bang.
Called, a bang.
Yeah, it's called a bang.
Oh, but then I forgot it. That's how I know what an interrobang is, because I got other information, and then it got all mixed up in my head.
Went ahead and named the band the Girls, despite the current trend of everybody else naming something about their band being Girls or something. Like Crystal was big a couple years ago, you know? There was a show of bands with Crystal in her name. That came in after Black.
Now it's I.
I?
I. Yeah, you're definitely right.
Yes. Like EYE, something I, or just I, which I love I.
Is your set pretty much mostly original stuff, or is it?
It's pretty much all originals.
Every now and then we might do a cover.
Yeah, we'll do a cover. I don't know. If someone asks for one, we'll do one.
We know.
Yeah, we don't generally.
We've done covers for, like, people's birthdays.
Yeah. Right.
What was the one you did at the I didn't catch the name.
Oh, Jimmy Lavery. He was in the band The Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Jimmy. I don't know why I didn't catch the
pronunciation. It's not exactly a cover. He gave us the song, so.
Well, he gave me the song.
You're us.
But he wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. I like it. So, the reason why I asked is because... you know, you got the whole garage power pop thing going on, but there seems to be a lot of homage to 60s girl groups, that whole kind of 50s, 60s, you know, like you guys spent hours studying it, and it's just in your blood or something like that. So that's...
Right. I think it's just in our blood.
Yeah,
you can
very
tell.
Rarely. Like, the closest that we get to stuff like that is, like, Pipettes or something. It's some of the more, like, alternative... last 10 years type of stuff.
Well, Jessica's
Jess is in here, but she's
bands.
The one that has, like, she's the one that writes
most
a
of
lot
them.
Of the song.
Yeah.
Or, well, most of it. And she she's into a lot of old girl groups and everything like that. Like, I hang out with all of them sisters or whatever, and that's all they listen to, so.
We're 50s metal.
There you go.
Well, I don't want to say it's all they listen to, but I'm
there's that marketing degree coming to coming to four again. Okay, let me talk about the release show. So Rodney is the first single, and it's coming out tonight. I'm doing this, so it's going to air tomorrow.
Let's yes, pretend. Tonight.
I can remember, I saw you guys at Rumba back in April, I think. And at that time, Rodney was going to come out in May. So something, the real world intervened there somewhere.
So. There was a lot of real world. There was, the people who recorded did it all for free. And then they, you know, it just took them a while to really get us a mastered copy back. And then finally when I took it to pressing at the beginning of June.
Oh yeah.
The music hall ended up having a boiler break. So it would push the schedule back even farther. And so we've had the records for a while and we've been sitting on them until Betty Machete got their record done as well, you know. We really wanted to do this triple release thing, so.
All right, yeah, speaking of Betty Machete and Hexers are also also releasing 7 inches, and I just read the little flyer there. It says at the door that if you buy all three, you get some kind of handsome bag that goes with it.
Yeah, there's like a canvas bag, a pet doll from the Angry Cougars. He found these bags and he screen printed them all with like all of our logos on it and some info about the release show. And if you buy them all three, you get a bag.
I think it's a limited amount.
Yeah,
there's only
30 of them.
30?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
All right, record collectors, take note. Only 30. And then are you guys, I noticed you guys are also, if you can't come tonight, y'all are at Carabar on Saturday.
All right.
With Dag Nabbits and I forget who else.
Churches Burn.
Sweet S,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to play with Churches Burn.
I am too.
Yeah, and then we're playing an art show next Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 13th. Which I'm not going to go to.
Oh, man.
Because Megan's not coming to our show tomorrow. But the art show features some local artists like, Megan.
Ralph Walders. What's his name? Tim Anstein.
Jay Mueller.
Yeah. It's at Dreadful Sounds.
Wait, you mean Reagan?
Yeah, I'm Reagan. Don't tell my boss my name's Reagan. Whatever it is.
Then, we're playing with Paul Collins.
Oh, that's right. When does that happen?
October 25th.
Okay, what venue?
Ace of Cups,
that's right. I should know that.
Which, this is the most awesome month ever.
It's Rocktober.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Paul Collins, I have every record he has signed, and I don't let people borrow them.
Can people look at them?
I mean, if they need to figure out if it's a G chord or a C chord or whatever.
I have backup copies if someone wants to look at them. So
backup copies can be looked at.
We're going to play a Paul Collins song and see if he gets mad.
Nice. Any plans to venture beyond the 270 Outer Belt?
No.
No?
Definitely we try to play within walking distance because we like whiskey an awful lot. And we don't condone drinking and driving.
We're talking about touring next year, like January. But everything we say obviously gets pushed back 6 months. So probably next summer.
Because a boiler's going to break somewhere along the line. And
you know, we'll buy a van and
it'll break.
Because everyone's always getting pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Or someone will get pregnant.
Or Ryan will get pregnant. That'll throw everything off.
Plus some of us need cars and driver's license.
Jobs.
We're pretty irresponsible.
We just recently had a van milestone. Full employment.
Yep.
100% employment rate. Somebody's bound to get fired now.
Well, speaking of your partners in crime, Hexers, and Betty Machete and the Angry Cougars, we're going to go ahead and hear songs by both those bands right now. Starting off with Betty Machete and the Angry Cougars doing Don't Call the Cops. And
Don't Call the Cops.
Picks off the block.
And folks, thanks for chatting with me this evening, and best of luck to you, and I will see you all in a couple of minutes at the summit.
Thanks. Don't call the cops!
You're tuned to WCRS's Pat Radio Show.
We rolled up on a smoking fungus, crinkled toasty on the edges, smoke rising and blowing away, the setting sun glowed the scene. A momentary glimpse into the excitement of night, where no human transgresses. This is a holy sign from past and future selves. Indulge the moment, screaming delight at the mystery love of autumnal angles of light. For the seeing, for the night. For the seeing, for the night. For the seeing, for the night.
In the background, Sin Cane from a various artist comp that came in the mail this week from DFA Records called Songs to Burn and Sing. Song's called Runnin'. Before that, Tom Tom Club from their self-titled album from 1981, As Above, So Below. And before that, Jovan Karkic, or is it Karsic? I've heard it pronounced both ways. Smoking Fungus 10-5-10 from the album 2010, which is a project Jovan worked on for a good portion from May to November 2010. It's a beautiful package, the whole thing, the artwork, the liner notes, the album itself, which is not individually tracked. It's just a continuous song from side A to side B. The CD that comes with it is actually broken up into tracks entitled. I thought I'd play the one that was actually recorded 2 years ago on this date. I just noticed on the interwebs that Joel Oliphant has a review of this, so check that out. I don't know if it's on Done Waiting or on other paper, but you'll find it. And definitely pick up this record. It's really nice. What else is going on this weekend? Tonight, as a matter of fact, the Fall-a-thon. And it's a bunch of bands getting together to play fall songs. Not fall, not autumn songs, but songs by the band The Fall. And I think this is a wonderful idea. And I will be there. And it benefits the CRC. So it's a good cause, too. One of the bands is called Rockin' Records. And it features Will Foster and Arturo De Leon and couple other folks. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but I have to play this next song in honor of it. And I'll shut up. I'm going to play some Rocket from the Tombs too after that, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
touch me, cause I got a misdirection. We'll be right back.
winding out the Pat Radio Show this week, David Thomas and Wooden Birds in the background from a favorite record of mine of the past that I came across at Used Kids on Saturday called Blame the Messenger. The song we're hearing is called the Velikovsky's Two-Step. And you will hear it slow down in a minute. My turntable is on its last legs. Just consider it the Pat Radio remix, I guess. Dave Thomas's old band, Rocket from the Tombs, before that, doing Final Solution. Rocket from the Tombs is back together and supposedly have another record out. I pulled that track off of one that came out a few years ago called Rocket Redux. You know the story. Basically, Rocket from the Tombs was together for a very brief time in 1974, 75, sometime around there. Broke up and splintered into two bands, the Dead Boys and Pere Ubu, who went on to greater fame and glory. But they're coming back through the state of Ohio here next weekend. Friday, October 12th, they're going to be in Cleveland at the Beachland Ballroom. And then on Saturday, October 13th, they're coming down to Athens to play at the Union. So, sounds like it's a good show. Something you definitely don't want to miss. What else? The Fall, doing New Big Prins from I Am Curious Orange. And that about brings us up to date. I got nothing else to say. See ya.
Everybody quiet. Suddenly, when a change can come, say it all.
Thank you.